بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, if we have to look into the Quran Kareem, we find that in different places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala issues different commands to different groups of people. Parents are given those commands which pertain to parenthood. Children are given those commands pertaining to their duties as children. Likewise, we find the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam are given those commands which pertain to their duties and responsibilities as Anbiya. The general masses, the ummatis, are given those commands pertaining to their responsibilities and duties. But there is one command, one directive that we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has issued to you and I as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the very same command has been given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself. Two verses of Quran. The first verse, Allah addresses us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O those who have iman, O those who have believed, be conscious of Allah and associate with those who are righteous, those who are pious, those who are truthful in their iman. And then a very similar command is given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal ashiyyi yuriduna wajha. Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that you keep yourself in the company of those who call unto their Rabb, those who are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening, desiring and seeking His pleasure. So we find this very same command on one hand given to the ummah, and together with this command issued to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? To teach us the importance of associating with those who are righteous, those who are pious, those who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this particular aspect we find many a times is mentioned or spoken about in light of the youth, that they must keep good company, they must remain in the company of those who will take them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ulama explained this is not something that is restricted to our children, our grandchildren, but each and every one of us. And the example is given like that glass of water which has been cooled in the fridge or the freezer. And a person is waiting to break his fast, it's a hot summer's day, and he's looking forward to having that cold glass of water. But we know if that glass has to be taken out of the fridge, then it is just a few minutes, it's left in the direct sunlight, and immediately the temperature will begin to rise, and that glass of water will no longer be cool any longer, a person will not enjoy it. So in the same way, ulama explain, especially now during the month of Ramadan, different ibadat that we are engaged in, a person can feel his taqwa, his Allah consciousness, that closeness, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us to maintain this, we also will have to associate with those who are righteous and pious. The moment we will take ourselves out of that environment, and now we will come into contact with the sunlight, we will be in that environment that is not conducive to our iman, then just as that glass of water will lose its coolness, in the same way, whatever steam of Allah's muhabbat, the connection, the ta'alluq that we have developed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thus far will also be lost. So here the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma mentions that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked that what type of a companion is beneficial for us? What are the guidelines? How do I determine that somebody is good company for me or not? So three guidelines have been mentioned in this hadith. Firstly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that person whose sight reminds you of Allah. When you look at him, his mannerisms, the way he conducts himself, the way he carries himself out, you automatically, immediately you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, that person whose speech increases your knowledge. When you are sitting in his company, you find it doesn't matter what the situation may be. It can be some walima, some nikah, whatever it may be. But that conversation is then directed towards the akhirat. Whatever you are speaking about, but he turns that conversation towards Jannah, towards akhirat. He speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, it can be a Hifzul Quran khatam also, it can be the month of Ramadan, it can be the time of iftar. But somehow or the other that conversation will move towards dunya. Person can be standing in the qabristan also, but that conversation moves towards dunya, towards business. And yet there are those people now who will turn that conversation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his speech increases your knowledge. And thirdly, his actions remind you of the akhirah. When you see his actions, you understand this is a person who has a goal in mind. He understands his objective and he's working towards it. So when you find these three qualities in a person, then understand that this is going to be beneficial company for you. So this is for the present, for the time being, that during the month of Ramadan, we try our best to associate with those who are righteous, those who are pious, those who will pull us towards the masjid, pull us towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after the month of Ramadan, the long-term plan is that a person has got to have some sort of association with a pious person. Some sort of relationship with some friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can guide him, who can advise him in his daily matters, and who will keep a check on our iman. We know when it comes to our vehicles, if a person hears some noise, the engine is making some noise, or there is smoke coming out of the exhaust, or the alignment is not right, immediately he takes it in. There is a place that he can take that vehicle to. He goes to the workshop, and there they are trained technicians, mechanics. They will have a look at it, and they will determine what is wrong with that vehicle. They will fix it. In the same way, when it comes to our iman, when it comes to our taqwa, Allah has kept these avenues. We go to the pious people, they will keep a check on us. That how is your salah? How is your relationship with people? How is your speech? How are your business dealings? In this way, we will find our iman is maintained, our taqwa is maintained. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.